date any man, and you will have no problems, and you will be happier person.
Period.
And there you have it, folks.
Period.
I mean, not all men. There's some good ones out there.
Honestly, if we didn't date men too, we would be bitches too.
Yeah.
Honestly.
We need the men's in our lives.
We definitely need the men's.
But the good
and
ones.
They need us. Yeah, we don't need the bullshit.
Exactly. I've had enough of that. But I'm done. I'm done. I'm over it.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I've been single for 5 years. Honestly, this is pretty cool to be single.
Yeah, you just realized that?
No, I didn't. I'm just verbalizing it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I get my whole bed to myself.
No worries. Yeah.
I can watch all the chick flicks
I want.
Because I love me some rom-coms. Like, I love it. I love every Hallmark.
What is a rom-com?
Romantic comedy.
Oh. Why does that sound like a tech... Like a tech...
You never heard of rom-com?
It just sounds like techno porn or something.
Ew. No. I know. It's a romantic comedy.
Listen, Mom.
Girl, it's a thing.
I get it.
Okay, no, you don't.
But it's new. I do.
It's not new.
Romantic comedy.
It's not new.
I get that.
It's not new.
I'm just telling you, in my brain, it sounds like rom-con, like Comic-Con, but rom-con.
I'm just saying.
It's probably like, it's like robot porn.
No.
Like little robots fucking. And there's people controlling them, like fucking weird ass people, like, yeah. And you get more points the better you hit it.
No, that would
what
be.
What if they had some that actually went like this?
She's grinding. That would be a Black
like
Mirror
they made
episode.
An S, like they made an S shape, a robot, imagine.
And a robot can't. It's.
But the robot can probably just like go forever too.
I mean, like the Energizer Bunny.
And so can the robot girl.
I mean, like the Energizer Bunny.
She's like, I'm not tired.
No, I'm saying
I got a battery.
I'm saying that is a Black Mirror episode. Black Mirror episodes are crazy. Have you ever seen Black Mirror?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's so weird, but so good.
Is it?
Yeah. Did you see the episode where like this guy and his best friend, they're like bros, and they started playing these video games, but it's like in the future.
Virtual?
Yeah. So when you like put this thing on your brain. Yeah, you like transform into the actual video game. But then in the video game, it was a guy and a girl, and the guy and the girl started like hooking up in the video game.
Oh.
So behind the scenes, the two best friends were like hooking up in the video game, but then they had to be like best friends in real life. And they were like, what? This is weird. Okay, are we actually attracted to each other? Let's meet at this place and let's see. So they meet at this place and then they're like, okay, let's kiss. Let's see if we feel anything. So the two bros in real life go and they kiss and they're like, no, I don't feel nothing. It's just the game. But like they were obsessed with like transforming into this video game and then they fight. It's like Mortal Kombat type shit. Then they fight and then they kiss and then they fuck and then they talk and then they like have this like extra relationship. Black Mirror is crazy.
Yeah, I can't watch that. It's weird.
No, what? Did you see the one where the guy had to fuck the pig?
I don't want to watch stuff like that.
It was a politician.
I know. Yeah, and yeah, they made him do it.
Yeah, or he was going to kill, like,
yeah,
the country or some
yeah,
shit like that.
Exactly.
He had to fuck the pig on national TV. Like, what?
Okay, well.
Who thinks of that?
I know, but I'd rather him do that than us all of us die.
I know, so
he
did.
If he didn't do that, I...
Yeah, so he did.
Yeah, he better.
Holy shit. But can you imagine?
One
that would
for
be
all
weird.
All for one.
It's not even funny. That's disgusting.
It is really sick. It's sick, but hey, it could be worse, dude. They could have cut off his fingers and toes.
I'd rather cut off my fingers and toes than fuck a pig. Sorry.
Really?
You would fuck a pig before you cut
off? I don't know, but ouch. Each one individually.
Ugh. With like those garden scissors?
Yeah, like, no, like those
yeah, like
cigar.
Snip. Yeah.
No, those
yeah.
cigar. Covers.
Oh my gosh, with a hole in it? Oh, hell no. Ouch.
Ouch. You, that would be sick.
Speaking of pigs, why does this cloth smell like sausage?
No, I don't. Mom.
No, really, smell.
No.
It smells like sausage.
Oh, oops. No, I'm just kidding.
It's hot as fuck, so I'm like cooling myself down with a cloth with an ice cube in it. It's hot and it's smoky. We got wildfires going crazy up in here. Actually, it's actually Washington that has wildfires.
Girl, everywhere has wildfires.
And NBC. The Pacific Northwest. Like Canada, in British Columbia, we've got mad wildfires.
Well, we have a lot of trees. Like we're
and we've
Washington
had no rain.
Is the evergreen state, which means they got the evergreen trees, which are constant
green
year round.
Green,
like they don't ever fall or no, they're just fucking
they're green
and they're thick.
Yeah,
and yeah, if it catches, then
it's it's
so close together. Like we have such thick. Wood.
Forests.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's like the wind, it's so easy to jump. And then our houses are made of wood too. Like, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, dude.
But anyways, let's hop into this week's goodies. You know, next week is going to be the season finale for 90 Day Fiancé.
I know. But then we're going to hop into a brand new season.
Oh, gosh, we are.
I think it's actually the other way.
Oh,
so we're gonna like get into Jenny and Submit. Jenny. So we want to know like how our sweet peas feel about the two-parters because we split up our episode into two parts. One part is 90 Day, the other part is Love After Lockup. Is that better for you guys? The poll on Instagram indicated, yeah.
Bitches, yes.
We like the two-parter.
But we know we got a lot of listeners that are not maybe on our Instagram, and so we want to get
everyone's
opinion. Yeah. So feel free to email us, listen at the end of the show. We can
DM us.
Our handles.
Yeah.
Let us know because we're trying to, you know, see what works best.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, we're trying something new.
We're trying to get into our bag.
What? We're trying to get into our bag?
Or bag, yeah.
Or bag, yeah.
I gotta say the Canadian way. Bag, big.
Yeah, we're
to our bag.
Yeah, we're no. I thought you said back. I'm like,
bag.
Get into our bag. I don't even know what get bag. Into our back.
Bag.
I just feel really hot right now, dude.
I know, dude.
It's hard to focus. So,
it's gonna be hot tomorrow too. Take your shirt off.
And girl, I'm not gonna sit here naked while we record.
Why?
Can you imagine? Because my stomach irritates me.
Girl, then just take the shoulders off and just leave it.
Do you really think that these tiny little baby spaghetti straps are going to keep me hot?
Get another ice cube and put it in your boobs.
Go get it for me.
Oh,
you're closer.
Gosh.
Everybody, let's go. It's the number one podcast show hosted by your favorite mother-daughter duo. Coming through with the new scoop on every trend you know. Guaranteed to keep it hot. The mother show's too cold. They gonna keep it honest. Every single topic. Bringing you the hottest. Hits up on the list. A reality show reviews and doses of the realness. I guarantee you something that you don't want to miss. Cancel your plans and get with the squad and tell them you're tuning in with two peas in a pod. To be number one, you know you gotta be out. It doesn't matter cause you rockin' with two peas in a pod. Love is love and we put it on God, especially when you're rockin' with two peas in a pod. Keep it locked with the real, no facade, and we headed to the top with two peas in a pod.
What's up, sweet peas? You're listening to Two Peas.
In your pod.
As in your podcast. I'm your host, JoJo.
And I'm Alicia.
Your favorite mother.
Daughter.
Duo. Bringing you the pickety, pickety, pickety best of reality TV.
Every week. Every Wednesday.
Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka. Laka, 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 laka.
Let me tell you this. Oops.
Wow.
Sorry, dude. It's the ice cube. Get, it's the
it's
ice cube.
You. The it's, ice cube it, is you, for you right
no,
now.
No, the ice cube feels, I mean, so good.
And last night you were telling me, I need it like that.
Well, I wasn't hot last night.
Yeah.
Now I'm hot. Okay, I'm having a problem. Let's get into Love After
Wait,
Lockup.
Wait, no, before we get into anything, I just want to give some shout outs.
Okay, go.
Okay?
Go.
I want to give some shout outs to all our listeners, all of course, our followers. Handy. This is the last month of summer. Okay?
Okay.
And if our Canadian ones know, after summer, you know, we go into the hibernation stage, you know, we get the rain, the snow,
the dark. Actually, we just get.
And the short ass days, it literally gets dark at 4.
I know.
But it's crazy. But anyways, I just want to, you know, give a reminder to everyone, you know, have some fun, enjoy. I know, especially right now, it's hot as fuck.
It's hard to enjoy the hot as fuck, but some people like it.
Yeah, and some people thrive in this shit. When it's cold as shit, we're going to be like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, it's so cold.
I'm ready for summer again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, like, we didn't get this last year, you know?
What get what?
A summer, like, at all.
Last what do you mean? Yeah, we did.
Girl, it was, like, completely locked down last summer, though. Like
because of COVID. Yeah.
This is we're getting to be a little bit social, and I don't know what's up ahead. Like, we don't all know.
Yeah.
You know, things could change.
Yeah.
So I feel like,
get it while you can. Agreed. We don't know what the fuck's about to happen with this world. There's all kinds of shits.
Do we ever?
Going on.
Do we
There's
ever?
Climate change and COVID and
Girl,
stupid
that's the
shit.
World.
No, I know.
It's always some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little crazier the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. Main thing is you got to keep hope, no matter what, though. Because without hope, there's nothing. Hope and positivity.
True. And love. And you worry about your damn self. Don't worry about what other people are doing or not doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I respect your decision. You respect my decision. Period.
Whatever it is. Stop focusing on differences. Focus on similarities because we got a lot. Most of us got a lot of similarities.
Oh, we really do.
Most of us, we got 10 toes, 10 fingers, 2 eyes. We got, at least got some of these things in common.
Yeah, exactly.
Eyes, nose, mouth, ears,
yes.
Voice.
And actually, I saw a TikTok video the other day that was like, you know what? After I started watching TikTok, I realized there's a lot of weirdos out there just like me. Like, people do weird shit.
Yeah.
Everyone does weird shit. You just don't usually see it. But now it's all over social media, people doing weird shit. You're like, oh my gosh, I can connect with you. I do that kind of
weird shit too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everyone has weird shit that they do.
Yeah.
They just don't do it in public.
Yeah.
Because most people are going to judge.
Well, they should do it in public.
They should. Be you.
Who cares about people judging? That's their problem, not yours.
Exactly.
Too many people will get to their deathbed and they regret that they didn't do things because they try to live their life for other people.
It's so true.
And mostly the times that the people that tell you, oh, you shouldn't be doing that.
Exactly.
They never did it.
No.
They never even been on that path or in that area.
No,
it's
true.
To even give you accurate advice.
No,
they're
I know.
Literally talking that out of their ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Because based on what they think that they can't do.
Or off of a 1-minute video or whatever. Like, you really don't know people.
And even if
you, don't
you
know
think
shit.
It's wild, even if you think it's wild and you might think it's dumb,
okay,
shut
for
the
you.
Fuck up.
For you.
And you tell that person, wow, you know what? Good for you. Good luck. We don't need extra. Well, we don't need those.
Mm-mm.
We really don't. So
no,
if you got those,
negative.
Like, just be quiet, you know?
Exactly.
Be happy that and appreciative
Shut the fuck
of people
up.
That are thinking outside of the box. Because
mm-hmm.
trust me, this world wouldn't be shit if we didn't have people that thought outside of the box and didn't listen to
100%.
Everybody.
100%.
Didn't listen to the majority.
Exactly.
What's his name? Electricity Man.
Thomas Edison.
You know how long it took him to get light? You know how people like
no.
a lot. Long time. Years and 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 years.
And he got it. And we're all reaping the benefits of it.
And you know why? Because he never thought it was a failure. He was like, oh, it's just process of elimination. I'm going to get it one day. I'm going to get it. And you know how many people said,
Oh, it happens all the time.
People, I'm sure people tell Beethoven, you can't play music, dude. You don't even have any ears.
Beethoven honestly didn't have ears?
Yeah. I thought it was, or is he blind? No, he's deaf.
Yeah. Beethoven's deaf?
Yeah. And he's one of the best. Ray Charles, blind.
Yeah.
He can play the piano. Like,
true.
These are all people that didn't fucking listen.
That's true.
Don't fucking listen to those weirdos. Exactly. If you're going to listen to someone that's doing what you want to do, living how you want to live.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just Googled it. Beethoven was unable to converse unless he passed written notes back and forth.
Yeah, I think he had
but,
no ears.
But he created that shit.
Yeah. Music. He has music still to this day that's like written and it's famous and it's paid a lot of money for. Like famous orchestras are still
that's
playing
crazy
some
shit.
Beethoven.
Yeah, people always try to bring you down.
They will.
Yeah. But so, you just stay positive. Anyway, speaking of positivity.
Continue to have a hot girl, hot guy summer.
Or just your summer.
Just have a hot summer.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Exactly.
Do what the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
And don't listen.
Pay no mind.
Never mind.
I don't care what you look like, what you dress like, who you are as a person. It doesn't matter.
You don't care who they are as a person?
I mean, like, you know what I mean, girl.
I know. Just kidding. Anyways,
I
let's
mean,
get into
unless your core is trash, then yeah, I care. But
okay, yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, actually, I don't, because if your trashy core isn't affecting me, I don't care.
Yeah, you're right.
Go ahead, be trashy.
Be trashy. Have a trashy core.
Yeah.
Garbage can. Man. Garbage can, man.
Let's get into Love After Lockup.
Let's do that. Oh, sweet child of mine. What the fuck? Get gay in this episode. These bitches is crazy. They ain't got no motherfucking sense. But what do we expect?
It's
came
drama.
Out the pent, to tent.
We love it. We love Trary. Every minute of it. Where do you want to start?
We always gotta start with Dante and Nicole.
Nicole,
I don't know
can,
why I like to
no,
say like,
seriously,
Nicole.
I can't stand Nicole. She can
Nicole
kiss my motherfucking
is a,
ass.
Literally, she's a psychopath. I
no,
think.
She, I can't. She's fucking.
Like, she's like single
she can
white female.
Literally,
like,
lick my asshole.
She's so she can lie like motherfucker, and she can pretend.
No, really,
she's so manipulative too.
No, she's so manipulative. I don't like it when people prey on people that like are vulnerable and easy targets. Because
I know, but
I'm an easy target. Don't fucking do that
shit.
But
they're gonna do it, girl.
That's
and that's why you need to protect yourself.
Okay,
always.
I get that. But also it's the person that's preying on the weaker person, because as a weaker person, meaning weaker like I believe people easily and I
that
have
doesn't
a soft
mean you're
heart.
Weaker.
Okay, you know what I'm saying though? Like
they're weaker.
To me, it's that person that preys on those kind of people that are the most fucked up. Like, how are you going to take advantage of somebody like that?
It is, girl, but it's just, it's the harsh reality. Like, this is the world that we live in.
Okay, well, it's fucked up. And
it
I
is.
Don't like it.
And you,
and
but
I don't
okay,
like
but you can't just let people keep doing that to you and then keep turning around and saying,
I'm not
you
changing. I'm not changing
saying,
who I am because
you don't have to
somebody
change
else
who you
does
are,
that.
But you can still protect your heart.
Okay.
And your energy.
I agree.
It's the most important thing. You don't have to tell everybody everything.
I don't, but honestly,
no,
okay, let me
I'm
tell you.
Saying,
I don't know how. I can try
I can
as much
you.
As I can, but I honestly don't know how because my inner self just automatically goes to that place of trust. I just trust somebody. I just believe them. That's where I go. And if they prey on that and they take advantage of that, fuck you. That's you. You're the fucking problem and not me.
Okay.
That
yeah.
makes
Those
you
are
worse.
Mild situations though. Like what if it's something serious?
Like what?
You're trusting someone that's going to fucking kidnap you and take you and kill you.
It would happen to me. Somebody like me.
Well,
really?
I know, but you don't think there's a proper and okay and right way to be able to, like, alert yourself and be, like, on top of that so that maybe...
Yeah, but I don't know how to get to that place.
I know, but I'm saying there's nothing wrong with being like that. Like,
I know.
Also stand
I'm not saying
for
there
yourself
is.
And it's not just on the person. Like we at the end of the day, just like how you protect your kids, you got to protect yourself. Yeah. Period. And yeah. Even a fighter, he's protecting himself. That's the most important thing that you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's some snakes out there. And you can still trust people and, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt. But you can still be on alert. You can test people and give them, test them too.
Well, I don't know how to do that. I just trust people and I don't like it when everybody, girl.
So you're just saying a man just come up to the streets, you trusting him?
No, it's not like I go, I trust everybody in the world. But when somebody comes up to me and they give me a sob story or they tell me a story or they tell me about their life or whatever the game is, 9.5 times out of 10, I'm going to actually believe what they say.
But do you do it because you just feel bad or are you doing it because you really believe it? Sometimes you don't believe it. Like, I just feel
maybe
bad.
I don't know. I haven't identified that part of myself yet. I'm working on it because I hate that. Like, I love it, but I hate it. I want to be able to recognize when I'm being played. I haven't been able to recognize it yet.
Yeah.
And I want to.
You got to just slow down, I think, sometimes.
Maybe. Yeah. But also, I think some people are just like that. You know?
And
some
there's a way to give without, giving your whole, fucking
okay,
arm.
But, Dante, and I that's why I feel so protective of him, because I'm that kind of person. And I dated a guy and I truly believed with all of my heart, even after the bullshit that I went through with my ex-husband, I actually believed with every fiber of my being that this guy was true. He was true to me and he was going to protect my heart, and he fucking crushed it. And that to me was more detrimental and more, I don't want to say I'm more damaging, because I'm not damaged by any means, because I have the capability of starting fresh. I'm just saying it was devastating, because in every fiber of my being, never thought he would do that to me, because I just believed him. I just trusted what he was telling me.
Believed sometimes it. You're trusting so much in with someone else, you're not even listening to yourself.
Maybe.
Because sometimes, yeah, a lot of times, especially women, we put our shit aside to be, more.
Well,
pleased.
I got to work on that, because I don't recognize it. And I love it. I love that part of me and I hate that part of me.
And I feel like it's important, to protect your energy and your heart, because there is good people out there. And if you don't, and you just let people continuously,
Well, that's why I can't
stand. When the right person comes around, you're not Nicole. Even going to be.
How can Nicole, knowing that Dante has such a good heart and all he does is want, he truly wants to love
Dante,
her.
Dante did everything he could done. Boom, done. He knows what's up now. Now it's on him. He knows what's up now.
As of this episode, does he though?
Yeah, he does. His friend straight up told him, are you dumb?
And what did he do?
Stupid or slow?
And what did he do?
He said, I'm dumb, stupid, and slow.
And what did he do? Nicole called him and he said, I'll meet with you.
Yeah. And she said, not tonight though, tomorrow. And he said, okay, fine.
I know. He was like, okay, but we're going to meet tonight. And she was like, well, I can't tonight, but tomorrow. And he was
okay.
Did he really learn yet?
No,
I mean, hopefully
didn't.
By now, real time today, he knows. Just like me today. I know. I recognize what
deep
was
down
the
inside,
game that was being
Dante
played on
knows
me.
What's going on. Trust me. He's ignoring it.
Maybe.
He is. He's infatuated with her. He's in a fantasy land. And he's in love with the possibility. Trust
Maybe.
Me.
Maybe.
He knows. Why do you think he stayed and waited to see what was going on?
Because his intuition told him.
Exactly. Why would his intuition tell him that? And he still, that wasn't enough for him. For him to see her with the ex, that's not enough.
I know. I just don't like it.
At the same time, yes, you are going to keep getting played if you keep letting people play you. Now, I get it. Yes, people can do that. There's a level that they can go to that you can let them. Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. I'm not going to ever change. I'm giving. I'm going to do me. And if you, be blessed being around me and being in my area, whatever, that's great. I'm glad, if everyone's around me, I want them to be happy and feeling good and having a good time. So, but if you want to take that and, try to, play me, cool. I hope that you had a great time.
I know.
Because you'll never have that time again.
I don't
want
to live my life with my guard up and no, always don't. Wondering.
Just know, like, but also I'm observant. And sometimes I've done that and I've, you know, treated someone and everything. And they didn't even bring a dollar to contribute. Like, they didn't even bring nothing to help me with. Like, just, oh, okay. Do you think I'm going to ruin the time? No, not. I'm going to pay for everything still. Do you think I'll do it again? No, I will not. Mm-hmm. I can still be their friend. I could still not be mad at them. I'm not fucking with you like that, though. You mm-hmm. think I'm coming? No, I'm not. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I just hate that it takes me so long to recognize those signs.
But I don't think it does. I think it, you just ignoring them.
Maybe. You might be
you
right.
You do.
You might be right.
And I know a lot of us do, like, especially when you're in love and it's like something bad. Like,
not even love. It could be friendships. It could be a lot of different things.
You know what? We would rather believe, like, sometimes a lie because to believe the truth.
It suits us better.
To believe the truth, it could like change everything inside mm-hmm. of it. It stirs us up too much. Mm-hmm, we can't mm-hmm. handle it. We'd rather believe what we've been told our whole lives and just keep it, you know, mm-hmm. keep it like that.
Stop the bus.
Stop the bus. We'd rather just stop the bus. So I just feel like, you know, like put you first, you know, like you can still let, I want people to experience me fully. And if you want to play me on top of that, you're the fucking fool.
No, I agree and 100%.
I'm not going to, but I'm going to take that away. You know, you won't get that part of me again. Not saying I won't be cool with you again, but I'm not going to do that because then now I'm playing myself. Because
okay.
I know
I do agree
what
with you
did, and I'm still going to do it against why. Why am I doing it for someone that what? Doesn't
no,
care about
I,
me?
No, I get it. And I 100% agree with you. But to me, the person that is like, the worst out of that situation is the person that's going to play somebody that they know they can fucking play.
Girl, I know, but at the end of the day, who cares who's the worst person? Who's going to be the person that's going to hurt? Who's
I get it. I get it. But that's why I can't fucking stand Nicole.
Well, no one likes those people.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Anyway, Nicole, she can kiss my butt. She can suck
my
ass.
I mean, those are the people that are on Love After Lockup, not all of them, but
obviously, yeah,
there's some, you know. And
okay, so let's get into it. So, you know, Dante, he's supposedly done with her, right?
He decides to go to the gym.
He caught her, and yeah, he goes to the gym with Derek.
I was like, wow, something for himself.
Actually, if you've seen him now, he's really beefed up.
No, I can tell actually because he looked like really small.
Yeah, because I've seen him like now and today, yeah. And he's
the
like,
muscles are a little popping.
His muscles are popping, but then I'm looking at him on Love After Lockup when this played, and I was like, okay, you were little.
Did you get locked up?
And I mean, that's cool. Like, you know, work on yourself. Do you? I'm sure Nicole's hating on that
Hell
shit.
Yeah, that's the best revenge you could do on an ex.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking boss up, glow up.
Yep.
See, I know what that means.
You
know that word now.
Yeah.
You're like, stunting?
I know, and what's funny is Dante actually said something in one of his posts about stunting.
And then you're like, okay.
I was like, oh, I know what that means.
So basically, I mean, he went to the gym to work out. Not really. I didn't
with see his boy, Derek.
Yes, Derek. And he, you know, just wanted to get some advice from his boy. And his boy told him the truth. And then while they're working out, you know, Cole calls him and says, you know, we need to talk.
Can we talk?
And he was like, I don't like the way you did me, though. That's not cool.
I was going to say he really tried to be hard.
Yeah. And then she's like, I know, but I want to meet with you to so we can talk. And then he's like, okay, well, let's meet tonight. And she's like, no, I can't tonight. Let's meet tomorrow. He's like, okay, let's tomorrow then. Like, oh my gosh, Dante. And then his friend was like coming up behind him and he was like, what are you doing? Yes.
Because
like,
why are you even
had
answering
a conversation
the phone?
Where he was like, yeah, you know, like.
Like, dude, do you really? Because Derek was telling him, like, dude, she's straight fucking her ex. And Dante.
That's not your coochie. And he was like, don't say that.
I know.
He doesn't want to believe it.
He really doesn't.
He's in denial.
But then they pan to Nicole. And Nicole is setting up a date with Tia.
Yeah.
Her boo from from when she was locked
in. Yeah, so she already got with the other ex. Now she's on to ex number two.
Right. It was Zach, and now it's Tia. Tia.
Because Zach couldn't last long.
And she didn't make and her come. She's been, I mean, she's been saying, yeah. Remember? Yeah, he didn't make her come. She was like, I mean, I
she's
was
like,
a little...
let me go back to the girl. At least I know she don't want to hit the spot.
I mean, girls know.
They know.
We know.
Our girls don't have sex to just, they have.
We know.
They have orgasms.
We know.
When they have sex.
Yeah, we know. Anyway, so she was disappointed with Zach. She was like, I can't believe that was like my first experience out of prison, but whatever. Next, I'm moving on to Tia. So she meets up with Tia, and you can actually tell they're feeling each other. They really like each other.
Oh, yeah, but you can tell they're fucking toxic.
I know. They're not good for each other.
No.
They have like that, like, toxic chemistry.
Yeah, like that.
People have
magnetic,
that.
Toxic, yeah.
Magnetic, not good for you.
No.
Chemistry.
Run the fucking way.
But it's hard to separate yourself from that.
I know, but damn, after what, 4 years? You can't go back to the same people.
I know. But how about when Nicole was describing what having sex in prison was like? And she was like, oh, yeah, they do the rounds every 15 minutes. So, you know, we put a blanket or a towel over the window in our cell. And then they come around and some, like, alarm sets. They say some code or something. And, you know, someone's coming. And she was like, I'm literally about to come. And then they're coming. It's, like, fucked up. Like, it's weird. That would suck.
Okay. they're still having sex. So. I mean, it would suck, but at least you're still having sex.
I guess.
I mean, girl, if you're...
Can you imagine being interrupted,
though? If
you're
in prison, that's the most exciting part of my day.
Okay, yeah, but can you imagine?
I'll take it.
You'll take it.
I'll take being interrupted than nothing.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
I mean...
Anyway, so they went to the hotel room. And okay. They were about to get busy. And scene,
of course.
That was the end.
Yeah.
Next.
Dante's mad, though.
What do you mean?
I mean, he's going to be mad.
Oh, yeah.
This is all on TV, like, when they do the reunion and shit.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. Do they do reunions?
No, they don't even do a reunion.
No.
But he's going to know on Life After Lockup.
I mean, honestly, Dante has nothing to worry about because there's so many thirst traps out there right now.
Well, he's not with her no more.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't need to worry. He's got pussy just falling out of pockets.
Let's move on to Anissa and Jeff.
Yeah.
So,
Jeff figured out how
to fly a drone.
Online shopping works.
Yeah.
He was like, wow, you can just find something online and then boom, next day it's there.
Yeah.
And he's literally spending thousands of dollars
on her credit card. And she's
buying shit.
But she's letting him too.
Online.
See, that's
including a drone. Drones are not cheap.
No.
And he's
that's
out there,
the thousands.
I know. But that's not the only thing he's ordering.
Why is she letting him? And you know, it's extra shipping because she lives in the middle of nowhere.
She's so dick whipped. It's not even funny. She's been with dude for 11 years. He stood her up two times.
She hasn't been with him for 11 years.
No.
She's been with him for 2 weeks. She's been talking to him.
You know what I'm saying? And he stood her up two times.
Whatever.
And she still waited for him to get out of prison. And she still found a place for him to live. And she's still supporting him in every way. But her best friend is not having it. And her best friend, I forget his name, is trying to call Jeff out. And yeah. Jeff was like, stop. You're not calling me out on this shit. You can fucking shut the fuck up.
He's like, I don't want nobody telling me about how to meet my lady.
Exactly.
But you don't know how to do
it. And if I don't want to fix my teeth, I don't want to fix my teeth.
Yeah, I just want to get Amazon. I just want to
spend thousands of dollars on drones instead of thousands of dollars on my teeth.
Wait, can we talk about that lady, though, that does Amazon? Man, Amazon getting ghetto.
What do you mean?
Remember that lady that came with her bonnet and she was like hanging onto the side of the balcony of a dog that was not even trying to get her?
Oh, you mean the TikTok? Girl,
the
was
dog
whack.
Was more scared of
you,
her.
Wait, that's confusing though, because you're making it seem like it was part of the show.
No, because I'm talking about Amazon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we've seen a TikTok with an Amazon delivery driver.
And she's like hanging on the side of a balcony, but the dog is on the
actually in the balcony, but she's on the
outside. The dog was in the backyard. She delivers the package on the balcony. She starts going off the balcony and she sees the dog and then she starts freaking out.
Yeah.
And then the dog came upstairs wagging its tail, looking at her, and she's literally climbed over the balcony screaming help, like the dog was attacking her, but the dog was just standing there going, hi,
and then it did like a little dog, like,
yeah, she's like, go get your mom,
yeah, she's seen a little kid, and she's like, can you tell your mom, girl, and you got the bonnet on, are you scared of that damn blue?
No, wait, why is she delivering packages with her bonnet?
Girl. And she's scared of a fucking Lassie.
As a black woman.
She's scared of Lassie.
As a black woman, what is the purpose of the bonnet?
But girl, to keep your shit from getting tangled up.
Okay.
To keep your shit nice and slick.
While you sleep?
Yeah, especially if you got a silk press.
Yeah.
Girl, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. It's actually good. Everyone should sleep with silk on their hair.
And is it good, though, like, to wear it out in public?
No, fuck no.
Why? It doesn't protect your hair?
No.
When you're out in public?
Not.
Because I've seen a lot of videos.
When you're laying down.
I've seen a lot of videos where people, where women are like, I'm wearing my bonnet wherever the fuck I want to wear my bonnet.
Okay, but to work?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't speak on
you
it.
You don't. It's like a sleepwear thing.
Okay.
But anyways, let's. So basically, what her friend goes and tells Anissa, look.
Well, what Jeff did. The way Jeff clapped back at her bestie for calling him out on all the purchases he's making pissed him off. He's like, okay.
He basically can't hear shit about himself.
Jeff?
Yeah.
I know. But when her best friend called him out and Jeff clapped back, he was like, okay, you want to clap back like that? Okay, I'm about to go inside.
And tell Anissa.
And I'm about to tell Anissa.
I would too, because...
What I know.
I would too, because your friend's trying to be cool with him.
He was.
And obviously Jeff doesn't get it, and he doesn't care. So you know what? Why am I wasting my time? I gave you a chance to tell her. I'm going to tell her. You're not going to keep taking thousands of dollars from my fucking friend.
So he goes inside and he tells her.
Yeah. And she's like, so what am I supposed to do now?
She's like, I need to think. I need to think about this for a minute.
And scene.
Next. She's thinking. She's thinking about it.
And Jeff is outside with his drone.
That's all he cares about.
And a fucking iPhone that he's operating from. It's an Apple drone. Those are not cheap.
I know. Go ahead. Fly that drone with no teeth.
I know. What the fuck? What? God, what?
No, that's what I'm saying. How are you going to spend...
That's so backwards.
How are you going to spend thousands of dollars...
You should have got some dentures. You didn't even get dentures,
How are you going to spend thousands of dollars on a drone without spending thousands of dollars on your fucking teeth?
Or at least getting dentures.
So, that's your teeth.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. Fix your shit.
That's how you can do it.
Because if you have thousands of dollars for a drone, you got thousands of dollars to fix your teeth.
Anyways... Courtney and Josh
weren't on this one.
Courtney,
you mean brother and sister?
Weren't on here, but what's Rachel and Doug?
Yeah, Rachel and Doug.
So Sergeant Rachel, she's on her Sergeant Rachel shit. You know, she's cooking breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
She's like,
she's plugging in his ankle bracelet while he sleeps.
Yep, she's putting her foot down. You know, but I don't know if she's actually being effective. Honestly, it's just like a time will tell type of thing.
Well,
because it's just too early to tell. Like, is Doug going to change? Like, he's either going to like crack and fold, or
I feel like
push through and completely change.
I know, but I feel like
extreme.
Like Doug, I feel like is so hung up on being
his pride,
the boss.
You know,
the man of the house.
Because he's insecure in himself.
Exactly, but he's so hung up on that. When Rachel actually says shit to him that makes a lot of sense, all he thinks about is,
Who
are you talking to?
No, he's thinking, a woman is telling me this. Oh. I can't take advice from a woman. What can a woman teach me? I'm a man.
Who are you talking to? But, so he wants to, because they're
And I think, especially, you know, his mom is not around in his life.
Okay.
And I think that has something to do with it too. Like,
it could
might not like want to listen to nothing from a woman.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? There's a lot of things that
I just feel like
really
if she told him even
to
anything
misogynistic views. It's fucked
well,
up.
Well, yeah, even he was like, all I need you to do is give me the three B's. Like, he thinks that women have this role and
boobs,
need
to be bologna, quiet blowjobs.
And that's listen really, to what he has to say.
That's really fucked up. If your thing is three B's, all you care about is those three things,
he didn't even please. Put brains in there, like beauty brains.
No, it's boobs, blowjobs, and bologna.
Yeah, those are like bologna, all things that are gross. And you're going to add bologna in there? Like
bologna trump brains?
Yeah.
And why are you limiting yourself to three Bs? What about A through Z? There's so much more in your life, in the world, that you could like make a part of your world.
That was hilarious.
Anyway, so... they're married and but he wants to give her like a proper proposal because they got married while he was in prison.
Yeah.
So he goes and he picks out a ring and he is working part time or something like that. I don't really know, but he's working a little bit right now.
So he says.
Yeah.
He might not
and
be.
He picked out a ring.
I feel like he's the type of guy to lie to make himself look better.
I know.
In the moment.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. But he ends up getting the ring and he takes Rachel to a special place and he's surprising her. And I feel like the entire time Rachel had a feeling that she knew what he was going to do.
Yeah. Cause he's doing it on her, everything on her.
I mind. Know. But then when he does it, but I don't know, the way she was acting was weird. Like I hate it when people act like that. Like, why are you trying to act so surprised? Not so surprised.
That's knowing that he bought the ring with your card.
She's acting weird. Like, car. Why are we walking down this path? Where are we going? What is with all this stuff? Like, you're asking dumb questions, but you already... You're so transparent. It's weird. The whole situation is weird. But then they get to the special spot, but before she could even stop and ask a question, he just gets right down on his knee.
Yeah.
And he's like... But who cares? Whatever. He proposed to her. Of course, she said yes, even though they're already married. And scene.
Next up.
Who?
Brittany and Ray.
Girl, this is a trip.
I'm just ready for Brittany
I'm
to
done
go.
With Brittany. I
Brittany
can't.
Brittany needs to go drop herself off.
No, really. Brittany is too She's much. I really like Ray, but I do not like Brittany.
I like Ray without Brittany.
Me too. Because Ray seems like
a
pretty cool, like low-key, down-to-earth kind of guy.
She's fake to me.
She's so fake.
She's so fake.
Fake.
You can tell she's so fake because even every time you see her, she's never like plain.
I know, and her eyes.
She got like so much fucking makeup, so much shit on. Like, girl, you can't even keep it real. For
her eyes
two
in this
seconds.
Episode are ridiculous. Something's wrong. That's not nice. I'm sorry. I shouldn't even say that. You should delete that.
It's okay.
But dead ass, her eyes looked weird. And I think it's because there's fakeness. Her eyes are saying, I'm fake. Look at me. Anyway, so they decided to have like a family dinner where Ray's family was all coming over. So she gets to meet aunties and cousins and all these different people from Ray's side of the family. And I'm surprised she was cool with that. I'm surprised she didn't just want to lay up in bed, not have anyone around.
She did. What do you mean?
Again, this episode?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I thought that was last episode.
She wants to still do that.
Oh, I'm sure she does. But anyway... So his family comes over and they end up talking, but the topic of her family meeting Ray comes up, but again, and it's like, where's your family, Brittany? How come your family's not here? And she's like, honestly, I just didn't want to overwhelm Ray.
Yeah, he got too much going on already.
I mean, really, bitch, overwhelm your dude.
You didn't even ask him if he wanted to do that. You didn't even give him the option.
You're a
to
liar.
Choose.
You're a
you
liar.
You basically told him, look, my parents don't know
why
don't
you
nothing
just,
about you.
Why don't you just say, my parents, honestly, they're not ready to meet Ray.
Yeah.
They're feeling some kind of way. I don't feel that way. And I'm hoping to convince them otherwise. But at the moment, they're struggling with what's going on right now.
Exactly.
Why don't you just say that instead of these fucking lies?
Girl.
But anyway, Ray's daddy goes outside with Ray and tells him, boy, something's going on. Really? She's worried about you being overwhelmed. Like, something's going on. Like, there's a reason why she doesn't want your family to meet you.
Yeah.
And you need to check that. Mm-hmm. So he does.
Yeah.
After the family leaves, he says to her, like, why isn't your family here?
Yeah.
And if you're really, like, okay with me meeting your family, call them.
Yeah.
Call them now. And tell them, I'm out of prison, and I'm living with you. Period. Call them. Tell
period.
Them. So she's like, she's playing it off. Like,
she's okay. Like, wait, you want me to call them right now?
Yeah. So she
right now.
So she goes in her room. Hi, Daddy. How are things? I just wanted to call and check up on you. Like, girl, stop. Wait, let me back up for the microwave. Stop. Microphone, not microwave.
Yeah.
I said, let me back up for the microwave.
Do you think that she's going to tell the truth? Or do you think
I do.
Do you think she's actually...
She's backed into a corner. She will do anything for Ray. To keep Ray.
Oh, and wait. The shirt.
Oh, my gosh!
New chapter?
No. My new life, chapter one.
My new life, chapter one.
She made him wear the shirt.
Ladies. Why did he wear that? Crafty ladies around the world. Love you guys.
I don't.
Don't ever do... I like the craftiness, but that is not cute, cool, or nothing. That is not safe. That is no.
I got you this t-shirt, my new life, chapter one. Girl,
you should never get your man a handmade shirt. I mean, a matching t-shirt unless you guys go and do it together.
It wasn't matching.
No,
it
not a matching. I mean, a custom. Unless it's like together, even like the ones where girls get a picture of themselves. To put for their man, like
I know, and he wore it, and I like Ray, but he looked like a chump wearing that shirt.
I know, it looks silly.
My new life, and chapter look,
but,
one.
Wait, but the first shirt, he had that first shirt, and now he has the shirt.
Yeah, what was the first shirt?
Welcome home,
or some whack ass shit. Like, why does he need more than one shirt? Custom made.
I mean, where is she going?
And number two, what? I mean...
Chapter one, I wonder, is she going to get him like a chapter two?
Yeah, what is chapter two? What is it?
I'm just saying, like, those custom, don't you think even if you got like a, even if it was a sexy pic, I don't know.
But why are you making your man wear that shit? I feel like she knows he's in a spot and he needs whatever she's got right now, so he's going to do what she can.
And yeah, then she wants that.
She's like Nicole.
She's like Stan.
Yeah.
But a woman.
Speaking of Stan, next, let's move on.
Stan and Lisa. So it's the morning after.
After their basement sex.
Yeah. Scary
situation.
Basement. Storage basement.
And he brings her some coffee or tea in bed. And she says, how's your asshole? You called it, girl.
I know.
You called it. You said she was putting shit in him and he was not putting anything in her. And you were right.
Yeah, and now that time basement to get down
has
to
secrets.
It's time the to basement get down has to business. Secrets. It's time to get down to business. Now.
Let's go get this new car, she said.
Yeah, Lisa needs a new car. And Stan is struggling.
What do you mean?
Getting her a $5,000 car.
No, it's not a $5,000 car. He put $5,000 well, down.
But why? Is he a millionaire? But the car is not that much, girl. The whole car is
$12,000.
Exactly. And you're a millionaire. Why are you putting only $5,000 down? And then he's like, well, I had a good last girl and I got her the car.
And she took off.
She dipped. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What? So they go car shopping and he tries to get her into a
fucking van.
A van. She's like, no.
Boy.
No.
Boy.
So anyway. They're there and they're talking and he's willing to put the money down and she's like telling the salesman, I'm going to get a job and I'm going to make these payments, blah, 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 blah. So they're waiting for the salesman to come back and Stan is talking to Lisa about marriage and where we are and what's next. Yeah,
like basically if I'm getting you this car.
What's next?
Yeah.
Right. I will say, because she said, okay, we fucked. Now I need a car.
Yeah.
Like she's working it.
Yeah.
So he's talking to her about all this shit, and she is responding, but while she's responding, she's on her phone the whole time, okay?
Yeah.
She's hardly paying attention to what he's saying.
Of course.
She's given those generic, yeah, mm-hmm, uh-huh, yeah, type answers. But then they do a screenshot of what she's texting, and it's with some dude saying, I'm working it. I'm getting this damn car. And the dude is like, get your money, girl. Work it, yay. Like, she's playing him. And she's like, I can't wait to see you. Like, Stan is her side piece. I was going to say she's got a side piece, but Stan is her fucking side piece.
Of course.
She's got really a main like dude. And Stan is her vehicle to get what she wants. And honestly, I'm not even mad. It's weird that I can't not like Lisa because I hate Stan so much. Not hate. That's a strong word.
Yeah.
I dislike Stan so much that I'm not mad at Lisa for running that game on him because he is gross to me.
Girl, she's getting out. She live.
He's gross. Literally. I'm not mad at her. I'm not. Because Stan is not Dante. I can tell you that. Like, I'm mad at Nicole, but I'm not mad at Lisa. And I can't describe it.
Wow.
Stan is a dirty old man. And I can see right through his bullshit. That's why I'm not mad at her.
Mm-mm. I know. I just
And plus the way he like threw her out and said that shit like, I raised my kids good and you didn't. I know how to like all that other shit. No.
They're both using each other, honestly.
Okay.
For different reasons.
Yeah.
They really are.
I know.
They're just little voids for each other.
Yeah.
But
that was
it. Is there another couple?
Mm-mm. That's it. No. They didn't showcase the brother sisters.
Oh.
The brother and sister.
Oh, yeah, they didn't. Because they're so fucking boring. All there is in quarantine, they're not having sex. They're not doing nothing. All it is Josh playing Xbox.
They're just talking like this.
The whole time.
They both talk like this, and they don't ever open their mouth. They just talk through their teeth like this.
Anyways, let's move on to 90 Day Fiancé.
Let's do part two.
Okay.